This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Tara from Plus Fitness with Tara. I'm a curvy, fun, body positive coach and personal trainer. I love business and fitness. Do you have the tools you need to be a rock star in fitness? A healthy love of yourself and help for me in sifting through health news will do that. I've got fitness topics and guests. Rockstars aren't born, they're bred in experience and fire. Let's do this together.
Hello, and welcome to Plus Fitness with Tara, the podcast. I'm Tara McDonald, and I'm talking to you from a sunny day in Nova Scotia, Canada. And I just want to talk today, my topic is about grief. I recently lost my 16-year-old dog. Her name was Skye. She was a West Highland Terrier, which is a white Highland Terrier, similar to you see the dog Maggie in the Little Caesars ads on TV. And she was a little force of nature, 15 pounds of sass and fun. And I really, really enjoyed having her around. I do have two other dogs, and we are working on the pack mentality and getting through it together. And so far, so good. But yeah, let's talk today a little bit about grief. So helpguide.org says that grief is a natural response to loss. It's the emotional suffering you feel when something or someone you love is taken away. Often the pain of loss can feel overwhelming. You may experience all kinds of difficult and unexpected emotions, from shock or anger to disbelief, guilt, and profound sadness. The pain of grief can also disrupt your physical health, making it difficult to sleep, eat, or even think straight. These are normal reactions to loss, and the more difficult the loss, the more significant the loss, the more intense your grief will be. Coping with the loss of someone or something you love is one of life's biggest challenges. You may associate grieving with the death of a loved one, which is often the cause of the most intense type of grief, but any loss can cause grief. For example, those of us that lose a career, or say a car, or a condo, or a house, or a location, or they have to move because their situation has changed. This can also be grief. But why does the loss of a pet hurt so much? Many of us share an intense love and bond with our animal companions. For us, a pet is not just a dog or just a cat, but rather a beloved member of our family, bringing companionship, fun, and joy to our lives. A pet can add structure to your day, keep you active and social, help you to overcome setbacks and challenges in life, and even provide a sense of meaning or purpose. So when a cherished pet dies, it's normal to feel racked by grief and loss. The pain of loss can often feel overwhelming and trigger all sorts of painful and difficult emotions. While some people may not understand the depth of feeling you had for your pet, you should never feel guilty or ashamed about grieving for an animal friend. While we all respond to loss differently, the level of grief you experience will often depend on factors such as your age and personality, the age of your pet, and the circumstances of their death. Generally, the more significant your pet was to you, the more intense the emotional pain you'll feel. The role that animal played in your life can also have an impact. For example, if your pet was a working dog, service animal, or therapy animal, you'll not only be grieving the loss of a companion, but also the loss of a coworker, the loss of your independence, or the loss of emotional support. If you lived alone and the pet was your only companion, coming to terms with their loss can be even harder. And if you are unable to afford expensive veterinary treatment to prolong your pet's life, you may even feel a profound sense of guilt. While experiencing loss is an inevitable part of owning a pet, there are healthy ways to cope with the pain, come to terms with your grief, and when the time is right, perhaps even open your heart to another animal companion. Grieving is a highly individual experience. Some people find grief following the loss of a pet comes in stages, where they experience different feelings such as denial, anger, guilt, depression, and eventually acceptance and resolution. Others find that their grief is more cyclical, coming in waves or a series of highs and lows. The lows are likely to be deeper and longer at the beginning, and then gradually become shorter and less intense as time goes by. Still, even years after a loss, a sight, a sound, or a special anniversary can spark memories that trigger a strong sense of grief. The grieving process happens only gradually. It can't be forced or hurried, and there's no normal timetable for grieving. Some people start to feel better in weeks or months. For others, the grieving process is measured in years. Whatever your grief experience, it's important to be patient with yourself and allow the process to naturally unfold. Feeling sad, shocked, or lonely is a normal reaction to the loss of a loved pet. Exhibiting these feelings doesn't mean you are weak or your feelings are somehow misplaced. It just means that you're mourning the loss of an animal you loved, so you shouldn't feel ashamed. Trying to ignore your pain or keep it from surfacing will only make it worse in the long run. For real healing, it is necessary to face your grief and actively deal with it. By expressing your grief in a peaceful manner, you'll likely need less time to heal than if you withhold or bottle up your feelings. Write about your feelings, journal about them, and talk about them with others who are sympathetic to your loss. Maybe they've lost a pet too. Sorrow and grief are normal and natural responses to death. Like grief for our friends and loved ones, grief for our animal companions can only be dealt with over time, but there are healthy ways to cope with the pain. Here are some suggestions. Don't let anyone tell you how to feel, and don't tell yourself how to feel either. Your grief is your own, and no one else can tell you when it's time to move on or get over it. Let yourself feel whatever you feel without embarrassment or judgment. It's okay to be angry, to cry, or not to cry. It's also okay to laugh, to find moments of joy, and to let go when you're ready. Reach out to others who have lost pets. Check out online message boards, pet loss hotlines, and pet loss support groups. If your own friends and family members are not sympathetic about pet loss, find someone who is. Maybe there's a Facebook group you can join. Often, another person who's also experienced the loss of a beloved pet may better understand what you're going through. Rituals can help healing. A funeral can help you and your family members openly express your feelings. Ignore people who think it's inappropriate to hold a funeral for a pet and do what feels right for you. Create a legacy. Preparing a memorial, planting a tree in memory of your pet, compiling a photo album or scrapbook, or otherwise sharing the memories you enjoyed with your pet can create a legacy to celebrate the life of your animal companion. Remembering the fun and love you shared with your pet can help you to eventually move on. Look after yourself. The stress of losing a pet can quickly deplete your energy and emotional reserves. Looking after your physical and emotional needs will help you get through this difficult time. Spend time face-to-face with people who care about you. Eat a healthy diet, get plenty of sleep, and exercise regularly to release endorphins and help boost your mood. Going for a walk can help boost your mood. If you have other pets, like I do, try to maintain your normal routine. Surviving pets can also experience loss when the pet dies, or they may become distressed by your sorrow. Maintaining their daily routines or even increasing exercise and play times will not only benefit the surviving pets, but can also help to elevate your mood and outlook too. And don't be afraid to seek professional help if you need it. I know I talked to my grief counselor a few weeks ago. If your grief is persistent and interferes with your ability to function, your doctor or a mental health professional can evaluate you for depression. Dealing with the loss of a pet when others devalue your loss can be a really hard thing to get through. For example, one aspect that can make grieving for the loss of the pet so difficult is that pet loss is not appreciated by everyone. Some friends and family may say, "What's the big deal? It's just a pet." Some people assume that pet loss shouldn't hurt as much as human loss, or that it's somehow inappropriate to grieve for an animal. They may not understand because they don't have a pet of their own or aren't able to appreciate the companionship and love that a pet can provide. Some tips about this are: don't argue with others about whether your grief is appropriate or not. Accept the fact that the best support for your grief may come from outside your usual circle of friends and family members. Seek out others who have lost pets, those who can appreciate the magnitude of your loss and may be able to suggest ways of getting through the grieving process. When a person you love dies, it's natural to feel sorrow, express grief, and expect friends and family to provide comfort. But although people often feel the same feelings of grief when they lose a beloved pet, it might go unacknowledged by others. Know that your grief is normal and is okay and even important to mourn the relationship you had with your pet. For example, my mom has not even acknowledged Skye's death, and I'm currently coming past a month of Skye's first anniversary for her death that I was not able to be in person for. Unfortunately, I was stuck because there was a snowstorm in Atlantic Canada and I had been traveling, and she luckily was taken care of by a very good friend. I felt love in her last few hours, but it happened really fast. She went into the vet, had a few issues, and then less than 6 hours later, we had to put her down. So just know that the grief process is not linear. You may meander in and out of the stages of grief, going back and forth rather than experiencing each stage in sequential order. It's not uncommon to start to feel better and then feel like a wave of grief has washed over you again. The process typically begins with denial, which offers protection until individuals can realize their loss. Some caregivers may try bargaining with a higher power, themselves or even their pet, to restore life. Some feel anger, which may be directed at anyone involved with the pet, including family, friends, and veterinarians. Caregivers may also feel guilt about what they did or did not do, or they may feel ashamed to be so upset. After these feelings subside, caregivers may experience true sadness or grief. They may become withdrawn or depressed. Acceptance occurs when they accept the reality of their loss and remember that they're an animal companion with decreasing sadness. Remember, healthy grieving does not mean that you forget or get over your friend. It simply allows you to accept that they're gone and eventually smile at their memory and cherish their memory. Although grief is a personal experience, you do not need to face your loss alone. Here are a few suggestions. Acknowledge your grief and give yourself permission to express it, like journaling as we talked earlier. Allow yourself to cry. If you live alone, the silence in your home might feel deafening, but acknowledging it will allow you to prepare for the emotions you might feel. Suppressing your feelings of sadness can prolong your grief. Try not to replay your last moments with your pet. It can be common to ruminate on your pet's final days or moments, especially if they were traumatic. Instead, focus on the life you shared with your pet and some of your favorite memories with them. Remember, your pet's pain has passed. You're the one in pain now, and you must lovingly care for yourself. Self-care at this time is very, very important. Reach out to others who can lend a sympathetic ear. Do a little research online, and you'll find hundreds of resources and support groups that may be helpful to you. There's a pet compassion care line that provides 7 days a week grief support with trained pet grief counselors, Lap of Love, Everlife support groups, Association for Pet Loss and Bereavement. Memorialize your pet through a bereavement ritual. You might spread your pet's ashes somewhere special or reserve a place in your home for your pet's ashes and photos of your pet, which I have done. Actually, I have a corner in my kitchen where her bed used to be that I moved her ashes into. They're in an urn next to Oscar's, my first dog, who only lasted until he was 10 years old, but he was a great little caring terrier, and we definitely enjoyed him, and him and Sky had a good bond. Sky died at 16 years just about 4 weeks ago. So you can also purchase a product that incorporates your pet's ashes into a memorial necklace, bracelet, ring, or sun catcher. Search pet cremation jewelry online. Commission a painting, statue, memorial stone, or plush animal representation of your pet. Practice your own culturally significant expression of grief, like creating an ofrenda. Write about your feelings or write a letter to your pet about all the things you'd like to say to them or how you'd like to spend your last day with them. Write an obituary for your pet. Share photos and memories of your pet via social media. And as always, while I'm looking for resources to help me through this, I cling to my yoga practice and to my chakra center training. And in this article by Gabrielle Merchez from 2022, they state, at some point in our lives, most of us encounter a time where we are forced to navigate the complexities of a broken heart. Heartbreak in all of its forms is an incredibly emotionally taxing experience and one we never feel quite prepared for. Whether it's a breakup, losing a loved one, or separating from a friend, the grief that comes with heartbreak can feel overwhelming and all-consuming at times. It's important that we allow ourselves time to feel the depths of these emotions while taking steps to remedy and soothe our heartbreak through nourishing practices and rituals. While these experiences can feel daunting when we are in the thick of the storm, it's imperative we remind ourselves of the impermanent nature of difficult emotions and challenging times. This, too, shall pass. So they offer a meditation for healing heartbreak. Find somewhere comfortable where you will not be disturbed. Assemble an environment that feels soothing and nourishing if you can, burning your favorite scents, wearing comfortable clothing, dimming the lights, and anything else that makes you feel calm and grounded. Find a comfortable seated position and close down your eyes. Begin by taking a few deep breaths, starting by filling up the belly, the middle of the ribs, then the chest. Exhale and release the breath out of your mouth. Repeat this pattern 5 times, imagining any stagnant emotion and energy clearing out of your body as you exhale. Once you have finished, return to a normal breathing pattern. Start to become present with your body. How do you do that? Well, notice the sensation of your seat against the surface beneath you. Scan for any other sensations that feel particularly strong and invite your awareness there. Take note of any sounds you are hearing, the temperature of the space around you, and any smells you may be able to pick up on. Spend a few moments doing this in this space, noticing what is alive in your body and the space around you. From here, place one hand on your heart and the other on your belly. Breathe into the comfort of the sensations of your hand against your skin, offering yourself the warmth and comfort that a loved one would. Breathe here and allow any emotions to fully wash over you, reminding yourself that it is okay to feel. Allow yourself to experience whatever comes up as you breathe in and out of your heart space for a few minutes. Now, with your hands still in your heart and belly, begin to repeat to yourself, "I am loved and everything is okay. I am loved and everything is okay. I am loved and everything is okay. I am loved and everything is okay." Become present with these words and offer them to yourself as a loving reminder. Repeat this mantra for a few minutes or until you experience a sense of peace and relief. Come back to this mantra in meditation or by writing it down regularly to help you navigate your grieving process and return to a centered state. As you finish with that mantra, take a few deep breaths to close your practice. Your meditation practice is now closing, once again exhaling out of your mouth. Return your awareness to the space around you, and when you feel ready, gently blink your eyes open. Keep your gaze soft and non-judgmentally notice how you feel compared to the beginning of your practice. Linger in the space for a few moments, taking any movement or breath pattern that feels good to you to seal your practice. Slowly transition out of this meditation and into the rest of your day, returning to this practice and these words whenever you need. So there you have it. Those are all my tips for dealing with grief. And yes, I am doing them myself. And yes, I practice this meditation 3 to 4 times a day currently. I have to say one of the most frustrating things about coming off my master's is getting through burnout, having had Sky pass while I was letting go of some property in Florida, heading into a CRA audit that is currently taking its time to resolve, and working on myself at the same time to see what I need to do, what I want to do with my PhD, along with spending time with my two remaining dogs who deserve just as much time as I can give them, because their life is also finite on this planet, as all of ours is, but there's more so. And Griffin is 6 years old. I'm hoping he lasts a good another 6+ years. But I can tell you right now, my dogs literally are my family. As I deal with family issues to deal with my mom's estate and things going on, I just want you to all to know that these tips have helped me. That's why I have read them out to you in different articles today and given you a meditation from the Chopper Center to help. I am loved. Everything is okay. Thanks for joining. Yours in health, Tara.